USA Radio News.
Today in Washington, D.C., President Trump delivered remarks at the Coast Guard Change of Command ceremony.
We are very proud of the Coast Guard. More so today, I will tell you, more so today than ever before. We could always count on the Coast Guard because the Coast Guard is always ready.
With the latest on the U.S. unemployment numbers, here's USA Radio Network's John Clements.
The economy added 223,000 jobs in May as the unemployment rate fell to an 18-year low. Eleni Karageorge is with the Bureau of Labor Statistics.
Total non-farm payroll employment increased by 223,000 in May, and the unemployment rate edged down to 3.8%, the lowest since April 2000.
Another sector of the economy showing job growth is for high school graduates, with an unemployment rate at 3.9%, which is a 17-year low.
This is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay.
Hey!
So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach?
Hey!
Because Hotels.com lets me do me.
Hey!
And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
Wayne Allen Root for Bullet Blocker. I love these guys. Sometimes you find a product and you go, wow, why didn't I think of that? Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a successful Made in the USA company that offers bullet-resistant products for your most precious asset, your children. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, briefcase, and more. Bullet Blocker gives your kids the gift of life. Stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10%. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
New guidelines say most people should start getting colorectal cancer screenings earlier. Now, the American Cancer Society is saying testing for men and women with average risk should begin at the age of 45. But what exactly is average risk? Dr. Jonathan LaPook is with New York's Langone Medical Center. He explains average risk.
As most people who don't have a high risk would be somebody with a family history of colon cancer, or somebody has a certain genetic condition, or you have a certain kind of inflammatory bowel disease.
And doctor, why the increase in colon cancer?
Some people wonder, is it obesity, is it lack of exercise, diet, something in the environment? What I think is really interesting is the possibility it's the microbiome. So the trillions of bacteria that are in our gut, and there's 1 to 2,000 different species. And it turns out that certain of those species are linked to an increased risk of colon cancer. And when you think about it, we have been changing our microbiome. We take antibiotics, our diet has changed, and one of the theories is that we're messing up our microbiome and increasing the risk that way. That's just the theory.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke said today that his agency has been working with Native American tribes that are suffering under an influx of opioids and other hard drugs. Zinke joined Fox News to discuss why drugs are such a big problem on Native American reservations.
A lot of times the tribes have a lot of land, not a lot of law enforcement on the land, and they're being used by the drug dealers to come in, mule and traffic, not only drugs, but child trafficking is really large, and they need some help.
Mm-hmm.
So we work with the tribes. We're serious. As the president has said, this is a war on opioids. It's destroying communities. It's destroying communities on Indian reservations at a higher rate. And so we're targeting the problem, which is the drug dealers, and we've been enormously successful.
Zinke also explained some of the logistics.
So what we do is we coordinate with the tribal police, nation to nation, but it's been enormously successful, and I'm proud of what our BIA, our Bureau of Indian Affairs mm-hmm. officers have done, our BLM, and we have 4,000 law enforcement officials.
A new poll conducted by Morning Consult and Politico show that 53% of Americans are in favor of the new national anthem policy, while 32% disagree with it, and 15% had no opinion. Republicans do seem to be the biggest supporters of the new policy, with 80% approving and 60% strongly approving. The poll contacted just over 2,200 Americans and was conducted in the last week. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.